Fall City City Heart Irish, who are hosting HTRS, and we'll visit now with City Heart coach Doug Goltz. Coach, homecoming week at Sacred Heart. We talked about that a little bit this morning. Big crowd coming tonight to Jug Brown Stadium. It's a fun time. Lots of folks come back for Sacred Heart homecoming every year.
Yeah, it should be a really good crowd. You know, that support that you get is always great, and homecoming tends to bring more people to our game. They tend to stay longer for the game because our coronation is afterwards. So we're hoping to play well tonight and give the crowd something to be proud of.
HTRS coming in 1-3. Your squad's 0-4. Let's talk about your team first. Played a little bit better last week, and you said earlier today in our coaches show it's just nice to would be great to get off to a good start for your team in this game.
Yeah, I mean, the first two games of the season, we really had poor first quarters. These last two games, we've scored in the first quarter. We've been right in the game. We'd like to get a lead and make the other team have to do some things to adjust to us instead of the other way around. But, you know, our opponents have been very tough, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two undefeated teams, and then a couple teams that have only got one loss, and JCC with two losses. So it's definitely been a meat grinder so far. I'm really happy though that we're in really good health. We've got our players all that have started all four games still healthy. So that's a big plus as we go into the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm. Now we know HTRS coming to the ball game at 1-3. They played well against a pretty good Elmwood Murdoch team last week, but the Titans may or may not have some injury issues of their own, so that all affects the ball game, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, that's just football. I mean, we've prepared for the HTRS that we've seen on film in four games,
mm-hmm.
and they're a lot like us. They've got some young players, some new starters, but they've also got some veterans, some guys that have played a lot of football. It'll just kind of be a chess match for a while, I think, just to see how they're going to defend us and then if we can defend them. And then limit mistakes. You know, the team that makes the least mistakes usually wins games.
Right. And you kind of answer my next question here, Coach. Just a couple of keys. Are things going well tonight for the Irish?
Well, to take care of the ball. Last week we had no turnovers. The first three games we had several more turnovers than our opponent. We need to get some turnovers and take the ball away a little bit. If we can do that and get some extra possessions, that'll be real, real big for us.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Thanks, John.
More of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4 to 6-year-old? Sign them up for the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Starting October 14th, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and effective bully defense, and it boosts their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
I know how busy we can all get living in this hurried-up world, and it's very easy to view withdrawals on your accounts, assume it's legit, and just let it go. But it's a good idea to give your banking transactions to Eagle Eye once a month to make sure everything is correct. Because fraud is something that can happen to anyone.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank, located in Falls City.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parson superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Marlin City Supply,
We take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next. And that can look different for everyone. Hi, I'm Matthew Gall with Thrivent, and Steve Stoller and I see money as a tool that provides options during your golden years. Let's talk through your strategy and define your goals so you can enjoy a meaningful retirement. Just call us at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Good evening, everybody, from Jug Brown Stadium. It is homecoming for Fall City's Sacred Heart Night, hosting the HTRS Titans here on Sunny 101.3. I'm John Nix, along with Troy Nelson here tonight. Jeff Nichols running the show tonight, and we are really happy with our board operator, the man, Jeff. You can tell he's done this before. He's saved us.
He's already done
everything. Ours was bad tonight. Now, I'm going to start off with a statement I don't think I've ever made before to start a ballgame, Troy. I apologize if Troy or I cuss or yelp out in pain. There's about 8 gazillion black gnats flying around Jug Brown Stadium, and about a third of them are here in the booth with us.
Yes.
So it's going to be an interesting night. Most of the fans have their bug spray out, and it smells like moth all over Jug Brown Stadium. Troy, let's take a look at the starters here because we're getting that done here. We'll do offense first for the visitors, for the Titans tonight, coached by Grant Tuttle. He will go with Enns, Axe, and Wamsley, 120-pound sophomore, and Broken Dunlop, 115, a senior. We'll have a couple of guys at quarterback at different times. Kamey and Devin, 130-pound sophomore. We'll see Hunter Bowling probably at running back and maybe a quarterback tonight, 190-pound senior. He's a little beat up. We'll see how he does. Emmett Glothar, a fullback, running back, 180-pound junior tonight for HTRS on the offense tonight. Have you got their defense?
I got their defense. Okay. They're going to start with a 4-2, and the defensive line will be Jonathan Cook, Jake Davis, Reed Shep, and Emmett Glothar. Your linebackers will be Axton Walmsley and Hunter Bowling. And then in the backfield, that will be Kamian Detman and Brogan Dunlap.
For Sacred Heart tonight on the offense, they will go up front, left guard, Toby Baxter, 205-pound sophomore, Evan Bailey, 250, a senior at center, and Cooper Kanabi at the other guard, 200-pound junior. Kyler Sipple, a 145-pound junior. Cole Tapp, 135 and a junior. At an end, Tate Wilcox, 175 and a senior. The quarterback, the running backs tonight will be Rob Kreschel, 135-pound senior. And Elijah, I forget, Troy, remind me.
Canonico.
Canonico. Elijah Canonico, 170-pound junior. The other running back tonight for Sacred Heart. And the defense.
Their defense, they'll go with the 3-2, so they're three down linemen. Defensive end, Trey Studdite. Nose guard, Evan Bailey. Defensive end, Toby Baxter. Your two linebackers will be Tate Wilcox and Elijah Canonico. And then in the backfield will be Kyler Sipple, Brendan Limeron, and Rob Freshel.
So that's a look at the starting lineups. They've got the final starters introduced the crowd here on hand. One note for Jeff back at the studio. We are getting quite a bit of feedback from the studio through our headsets here. So if you can turn that down or off, it would be much appreciated if you can. The two teams have been introduced. They're huddled up and ready. Troy, you saw the coin toss. What
yes.
happened?
Sacred Heart won the toss, and the elected to defer. And they will defend the south end zone.
All right. The officials stand out of midfield, getting ready to roll here. The Irish 0-4, HCRS 1-3. The Irish looking for their first win of the season here. Just not a position they've been in a lot in the last almost 40 years.
Yeah.
I don't think they've been 0-4 in any of those 40 years. I know the year before Doug Gould took over the head coach,
yep.
they were 0-8.
He said that at the pep rally last night. He has never coached an 0-4 team.
Yeah, that's what I was guessing. But when you get the situations we see with the small schools, so I think we've talked about this before, State Hartsville, you got two boys in the entire freshman class.
Yep.
Which not, but it's probably a huge class anyway,
no.
but just two boys.
I think there's seven or eight total in that class.
I'll tell you one thing. Those young men should have no trouble getting a prom date in a couple of years, right?
The homecoming tonight.
Our presenting sponsor for the broadcast is Bruni Implement Company. Bruni Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, see Bruni Implement, also serving you from five locations in northeast Kansas. Over on KTNC tonight, our sister station, the Fall City Tigers, are at Pioneer Field in Nebraska City, taking on the Nebraska City Pioneers tonight. Tigers 3-1, looking for win number 4 with the Pioneers. They're looking for their first win of the season. Brandon Gatula on the call up at Nebraska City tonight. Here is the kickoff, and it will be Canonico knocking it away. The ball taking it about the 3-yard line and back at the field, 20, 25, and the 30. And the receiver gets back all the way across the broken Dunlop, and he is down to, or out to, the 38-yard line, about a 35-yard return.
Rob Freshel getting the tackle there, and he was probably the last one to stop him.
So it'll be HCRS at their own 38-yard line. Oh, there's our echo again.
Yep.
Thought we had that gone. Oh, well, there we go. Thank you, Jeff. First and 10 for the Titans. Grant Tuttle in his first year as a head coach for HTRS. Getting ready to go here is their offensive unit. They're led up there by Cole Hunziker at center, a 235-pound freshman. They'll line up in a pistol set, a receiver on the left side. Here comes a man in motion. They snap the ball to Hunter Boyne. He's going to throw it to Dunlap. He'll throw it back over to Boyne, who made a nice grab and gets into Irish territory at about the 39-yard line, a gain of about 3.
Well, Sipple timed that. He was just a little bit behind it because he was jumping to try and intercept it but didn't get it. And Wilcox brings him down for the tackle.
A little razzle-dazzle to start the ball game there for the Titans. You never know for sure if it's going to be Bowling, a quarterback, Cameron Detman. They kind of switch back and forth, it sounds like. Detman and Bowling both line up in the backfield, so I guess the center will just snap into one of them. They go, and now the handoff goes to Bowling. He runs the left side, a flag in the backfield. Bowling has a big gain for a first down and plenty more, but it's going to come back where that flag comes from in the offensive backfield right at midfield.
Holding, yep, he's already signal
holding at midfield. That will make it a second down. Instead of second and 7, it's going to make it about second and, well, see where they spot him here. From the 4 to move back to the 30-yard line probably. So it'll be almost 20 yards to go, about second and 18 probably.
But again, he had a nice run down that sideline before he got escorted out of bounds.
Spot it back of the Titan 31-yard line. So now it's second down at the 31-yard line of the Titans on their own side of midfield. They have to get to the Sacred Heart 32-yard line. So second and 17. Split a man wide to the right, one to the left. Coming out here, Brogan Dunlap, I believe. Snap it back. It's going to be Detman. He'll throw it over the middle. Pass complete back to the original line of scrimmage. Pass caught there by Emmett Glothar.
Will Cox and Kananiko meeting together for that tackle.
It was second and 17. Now it's going to bring up third down and 9. We'll give him an 8-yard gain through the air. And we have a big situation already early in this ball game for the Titans. They want to keep the drive going. The Irish want to get a stop and get them off the field here. Boy, the Titans are running a lot of players in there, I mean, Troy.
I'm saying 20 had to go out for an equipment. Something's wrong with his equipment over there.
That is Axon Walmsley, 120-pound sophomore, tied in. There he is on my spotting chart. Okay. Coming here to the near right side this time, I believe it's Dunlap. Maybe not. That might not catch him. Two backs in the backfield. They'll hand it to Boyd. He tries to run outside to the left. He does. He turns the corner. He'll be inside the Irish 35 to about the 34. Pickup of about 4. And now what do you do if you're Grant Tuttle? Do you go for it in Irish territory with a 4th and 2, or do you punt it away?
Sipple and Wilcox in on the tackle.
Gain is about 7 yards on the play. I think they're probably going to go here.
Well, again, very early in the game, but 4th and 2, and you're on the opponents on the other side of the field. So, yeah, they're going for it.
He gets Walmsley, comes out here wide to the right. They get him in wide to the left side. Give it to Bowling. He posts forward. He's hit. Oh. He's turned. He drives backwards, and I think he probably got there. He'll be down
second
to the 36.
Effort.
Yep.
Yep. Second effort, he turned around and moved his legs backwards and ran backwards, and Baxter gets the tackle, but again, first down to Titans.
He's about 3 yards on the play. Bring up 1st and 10 for the HTRS Titans. They huddle it up. Ball in the center of the field. 8-man football tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Homecoming for the Irish. And here come the Titans over the football again. Dettman with Boyne next to him. Fakes to Boyne. Hands and throws it to the left side. Pass is caught right at the marker over there by Emmett Glothar, and he is taken down immediately.
Will Cox read that one perfect from his linebacker position and came over and in a good open field tackle.
No gain on the play. He'll bring up 2nd down and 10. If anything, he lost a foot. Set the ball down. Oh, Doug Golf, I talked to him every week, and the coach, I haven't seen the Irish for 2 or 3 weeks, have it. Says every week, says, well, we're getting better.
Yeah.
We're doing things better. I think the Titans kind of feel the same. They'll line up the quarterback under center this time. The give is to the fullback. A little play over the left guard by Emmett Glothar. And Emmett finds a little running room inside the 30 to about the 27.5-yard line. He'll pick up about 4 on the play.
Right. Your defensive end, Studite, and your defensive back, Sipple, in on the tackle for the Irish.
So 3rd down and 6, you know they're in 2-down territory. The referee said, hey, run that clock. So now we got the clock moving again. 8:34 to go. First quarter, no score here at Jug Brown Stadium in Falls City. Sam Glothar lines up in a wing, and it's back to pass for Devin. He looks, and it's over the middle, and it falls incomplete. The intended receiver again was Glothar right over the middle.
Wilcox in on the coverage, doing a great job, and falls incomplete.
So 4th down and 6 from the Irish 27-yard line, we'll call it here. Big defensive play here for the Irish, trying to get the ball, get their first possession of the ball game if they can here. They get lined up. Pawnee City. That can't be. No, that's an hour ago. We're ahead 53-0 at Parkview tonight. This afternoon, that game kicked off at 4 o'clock. It should be well over by now. Here we go. Shotgun set. Trips right. Back to pass. Different quarterback this time. Turning the corner with room to run. It goes out of bounds. I think short of the first down. And carrying the football that time for the Titans. Braden Bowen, and we have a flag somewhere, Troy?
It is. It's nope, they're signaling out of bounds and turnover on downs.
So he'll come up a yard short. He needed 7. He needed 6. He got 5. And the ball turns over to the Irish on downs. 1st and 10, Sacred Heart at their own 23-yard line. I was looking out there. The clock stopped. The referee was turning his hand. I didn't know what was going on with it. The first offensive play of the day for the Irish. Wilcox back. Wilcox gets away. He's got room on the right side. A lot of room. The defenders are turned the wrong way. Wilcox at midfield and taken down in Titan territory.
Coming up from his safety position is Brogan Dunlap for that tackle.
So from the 23, a gain of 18 yards on first down for Sacred Heart. Wilcox, he had some receivers downfield, but when they were open, he was being chased, running for his life. And, boy, when he got to the right side, there was nobody there, and the ones that were there were facing the wrong way.
Right, 20 yards down.
First and 10 for the Irish. High formation for Sacred Heart. Pressure dots the eye, turn, and the option. Quarterback is trying to pull it out of the fullback, Conoco, and he held on to it. It's going to be a loss of a yard on the play. Good defense.
Reed Shep in on the tackle that time for the Titans.
So second down and 11 now for the Irish here. No breeze to speak of, which
beautiful September evening.
The bugs happy.
Yeah.
The little black bugs are everywhere, whatever
black
they
bugs
are.
Up here.
All right, here we go into the gun. Receivers either side of the field for the Irish on second and 11. Low snap. Wilcox tosses it out here to the left side. Canonico with it, runs forward. He will have the yard he lost and maybe one more and gain of about two on the play.
All right, your safety, Kamey and Detman, coming up for the tackle there.
2 yards. Third down, 9 yards. Third down, 9 now for Sacred Heart into Titan territory at their 36-yard line, 37, 36 and a half probably, something like that. So the Irish coming over the ball, left hash. Here we go. Two receivers left, one receiver right. Quarterback and the pistol. Wilcox looks, still looking. Now scramble. He's being chased. He got away. He's going back to the right side. Can he get a block? He stops. He throws.
Got it.
It is complete. Making the catch is Breschel inside the 20-yard line at about the 17 or 18-yard line of the Titans.
Wilcox doing a lot of that on his own, just moving those feet around, running around, and finally got a receiver open and connected with Freshel.
Pickup of 18 on the play for Sacred Heart, and a first down from the 37 down to the 19-yard line. So Sacred Heart on the move here right at the moment, first and 10 at the Titan 18-yard line, just inside the 19. Slot man on the right side, option. They're going to toss it out there to Freshel, trying to get him out in space. And a good defensive effort. He'll pick up yardage inside the 15, or right at the 15. But he had one man to beat. That man made the stop.
Yep, Brogan Dunlap was that man. He did a good job of wrapping up on that outside and bringing him down.
Pick up a 3 yards. It'll bring up a second and 7 now from the Titan 15-yard line. Play coming in from the Irish sideline now. Kyler Sipple. Coming into the game, shuttling the play in. The Irish lined up in an I formation on the right hash mark. 5.5 to play, first quarter, no score here at Jug Brown. Toss it back to Freshel. Starts inside, tries to get it outside, bounces, and he gets bounced to the ground right at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, he did a good job breaking that first tackle, but he couldn't get away from the second one. Hunter Foley coming up and getting that tackle.
Good job of the Titan defense here. They've made some big plays. They've got pressure on the quarterback on the throws, but Wilcox have been able to extend the play so far and get the passes off. A big one for 18 yards earlier this drive. Now here we go. Third down and 7. The Irish need to get several yards here to make it a manageable fourth. They don't get the mark. Toss it, no. Keep it now. Toss it back to Canoco. He'll have the first down inside the 10, and he will fall short to near the 5-yard line. It'll be a gain of about, we're going to call it 9 yards. We'll spot him down at the 6-yard line. First down and goal for the Irish.
Glothar hitting him first, and Walmsley coming in to help out and finish it off.
So first and goal, Sacred Heart at the 6-yard line. Doug Goltz told me this week that we need to get off to a good start, gain some confidence. That's key in any ball game.
Yeah,
especially when you're struggling at times. Well, here comes Sacred Heart. We'll split a band to the near left side, the short side of the field. Eye set. First and goal at the 6, and a procedure call against Sacred Heart. And that's the one that will give Doug Goltz another gray hair.
Yes.
So I move the Irish back 5 yards on the procedure call. So now it's going to be second or first and goal from the 11-yard line. From the 11-yard line now, the Irish huddled up. Titans. White tops, great big blue numbers. Love those uniforms.
Yes.
Got them big white numbers on their home green. All right, split right, slot right. In the gun is the quarterback, Tate Wilcox. Man coming to motion is Freshel. They toss the ball forward to him. It's a pass. Freshel dives for the pylon, and oh, my, they're going to call him out of bounds at the five. I didn't see his foot go out. I'm sure the referee's right there. I'm sure he got it right. I just didn't see that.
I didn't see it either, so he went down about the two. But anyway, a lot of white jerseys from the Titans shoving him out of bounds there at the five.
Call that a pass play. Good for Sigurd. For Sigurd. That little toss forward. Almost a handoff, but the quarterback tosses it forward just a little bit. So here we go. 2 men in a pattern left, one to the right. Wilcox with Tenneco behind him. Tosses in the ball. He gets to the corner and into the end zone. Touchdown. Sacred Heart from 5 yards out. It's a touchdown. The Irish are on the board first. It's an Elijah Canonico 5-yard touchdown run. Sacred Heart takes the lead in the ball game. 3:49 left here. Good drive for the Irish. 9 plays to start that drive from their own 23-yard line, 57 yards.
There you go.
Good job for Sacred Heart. Now, 2-point try coming here for Sacred Heart in the backfield. That's Cole Taft got in the eye this time. Eye set. Toss it back to Taft. He wants to throw it. He does. Headed for Wilcox. And he put in a different eye back. He's left-handed. He throws it good. 8-0, Sacred Heart. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For growth and excellent benefits, look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3.
By Elijah Canonico. It's the first touchdown in here. 9 plays, 57 yards. And the 2-point conversion, a little different setup here as Taft throws it to Wilcox. Irish lead 8-0.
3:49 to go in this first quarter. Sacred Heart with that lead. In our presenting spots for the broadcast, Bruna Impel County, Bruna Impel, near Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, service, see Bruna Implement. They also serve you from 5 locations around northeast Kansas. Homecoming night for Sacred Heart 2024. That always draws an extra large crowd. And I peek down here, what I can see of the crowd. Looks like a pretty good night at the ticket booth. Here's the kick for the Irish, and it is into the end zone. A touchback, Titans will start first and 10 at their own 15. So each team with one possession to start the ball game. The Irish put an 8 spot up on the board, and now we'll see if the Titans can answer here with their second drive of this ball game. The Titans did a pretty good job getting the ball down the field there, converted on 1 4th down. They'll come over the football. We'll bring 2 receivers to the near right side of the field on this first down play. We got 2 backs in the backfield, a quarterback and a running back. The running back is going to be Bowen. They give him the ball. He tries outside. He reverses field in the middle now to the left corner, turns the corner. He's got first down yardage and more, and he's running tough for somebody that's kind of beat up coming into this ballgame. Bowen picks up yardage out to the 35, a gain of 20.
And on your defensive end, Toby Baxter did exactly what he was supposed to do. He stayed home, made the play turn around, and Bowling did a great job of getting it upfield after that and yesterday, Studite from his defensive end, running him down for the tackle.
He explored all of his options. The play started right. He moved back, said, I'll look in the middle. And, no, it's all clogged up. I'm going to go to the outside on the left.
Yep.
Went all the way back across the field and picked up 20 yards, first down and 10 at the Titans' 35-yard line. All right, we'll go split left, tight end on either side. Here comes a man in motion across, and they're going to snap it to Bowling in the backfield. He goes left. He comes back right. He turns the corner. The race is on. He cuts in between two defenders, breaks out of those two. He'll be inside the Irish 15-yard line. They're going to spot him right on the 15, it looks like.
Limeron came up, made him slow him down, but didn't get the tackle. Bowling broke through, and Wilcox got the tackle along with Baxter.
They're going to spot it right on the 15-yard line.
Good run.
30-yard gain. He's picked up 50 yards in two plays. I was watching him warm up before the game. I knew he had a banged-up shoulder, and I talked to the coach earlier. He says, well, we think he's going to play, but we're not sure. And I look, he had a big wrap on one leg, and he's get to mid-season. Everybody's got bumps and bruises, but
yeah.
So far he's running tough.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
Split left, slot left, the tight end on the right side of the formation for the Titans. Turn, and now the quarterback Detman to throw over the middle. He's got a pass.
Oh, intercepted.
And intercepted by the Irish. Coming out of the end zone with the football is Saquon Hart and taken out of bounds at around the 10-yard line for Saquon Hart. Good play on a ball that got tipped by the defensive back.
Brendan Limeron tipped that ball, and he tipped it straight up, and lucky enough, it came right back down to him. So Limeron tips it to himself for the interception.
Brendan might have been better served to stay in the end zone, but he's probably not quite sure where he was at when
right.
He caught that ball. So that's always a tough call to make.
Well, and again, when you're playing on this 11-man field and that end zone is green, you kind of lose track of where you're at.
All right, now we go. First down and 10 for the Irish. Here we come. Bringing around the corner, fresh to the outside. He's at the 20. He needs a block. He cuts inside, and he kind of lost his footing a little bit. They're going to call that a fumble, or are we going to call it a penalty flag?
Yep.
They're looking at Sacred Heart.
Yeah, it's on Sacred Heart.
They're going to call taunting, Troy?
Yep, they're going to call taunting is what they're doing, because when he got up, he got just kind of did what he did.
Yeah,
looking down.
His head.
Yep.
Wow, it's good.
Doggone it.
It's going to be after the play. So they get all the way to the 37 of HTRS.
You know, he got a little bit excited with that nice long run, and at the end of it, he just uncharacteristically did something. The referee called him for Tony.
It's a 32-yard gain, which will get the Irish a first down. Then we've got a 15-yard penalty that will put the ball back to the Sacred Heart 28-yard line. So a big penalty there. Now the game kind of comes to a crawl here. We straighten everything out. Got the chains moved. Play call is in for the Irish. Canonico in the backfield. Two receivers, right side for Sacred Heart. Option right, and once Canonico gets his arms around the ball, chances are the quarterback's not going to be able to pull it back out of there.
And
short gain, if any, on the play.
Two big white jerseys getting in there for the tackle, Cook and Davis.
So second and 10. Clock moving, 1:48 to go and counting here in quarter number one. 8-0, Sacred Heart. And the Irish turned the Titans away with an interception in the end zone on their previous drive. They picked up 50 yards and two runs and then ended up with an interception on the next play. One setback, quarterback Wilcox drops the pass. He throws over the middle. Nice grab, and it's Cole Taft making the catch, and he's going to have the first down for Sacred Heart.
Ushering him out of bounds there was Emmett Lothar. Titans kind of switched up their defense here, which they're going to do off and on. They went to a 3-2 defense now, so only three down linemen getting that extra linebacker.
So the ball will be spotted at the Titan 37-yard line. They picked up 15 on that play. Play went out of bounds. The clock stopped at 1:22 of this first period. Two receivers to the right side. In the gun or the pistol again is Wilcox coming across the formation in motion. And the ball's on the ground, and Wilcox...
No, he didn't get it.
He had it and lost it, Ben.
All right. Canonico covered it up.
Okay. So the Irish fumble the ball. Call that a team carry for minus five.
Yep. I got it.
Just never got a grasp of that football that time, but they got the ball back. And now it's second down and about 14 yards to go. Sagerhart with the play call in left hash mark. Splitting out wide to the right side this time for the Irish is Clayton Keefley. Man in motion coming across the threshold. The give goes up the middle. And there is nothing this time for a Canonico fullback. He might have got a yard, and that's about it.
Bowling getting a tackle for the Titans that time.
25 seconds ago. Let's see if Doug Goltz wants to talk about this at the end of the quarter or run one more play. And I'm guessing, looking at the Irish,
looking at it,
the end of the quarter is going to get here before they run a play. Our score is 8-0. Sagerhart leading the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans. After one quarter, Jug Brown Stadium. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Parton Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
8-0 Sagerhart with the lead after one quarter here tonight at Jug Brown Stadium. Troy, you got a score from up north about 55 miles.
Tied at zero at Dead City. Tigers in the Pioneers.
Pioneers have played one of the tougher schedules in C1 football, even though they're supposed to be Class B. They are playing in C1. They're not eligible for the playoffs this year. And here we go. Second quarter action. Ready to go. Irish football. Third down and a dozen at midfield now. Wilcox back to pass. He looks. He airs it out. Down right side. Freshel open at the 10. Freshel into the end zone. Touchdown. Sacred Heart from 40 yards away. A nice pass. Tate Wilcox to Rob Freshel. Good for 40 yards and an Irish touchdown. That makes our score 14-0. Sacred Heart with the lead. Now the try for the two-point conversion coming up here on the south end of the field. First play of the second quarter results in 6 for Sacred Heart. Clock stop at 11:52. That is a 70-yard drive for the Irish. Line him up in the eye, and Wilcox fakes the toss. Now wants to throw. He looks. He zips it into the end zone. Good for the two-point catch. Cole Taft makes the grab. 16-0 Sacred Heart. We return in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap is brought to you by the folks at Farm. Farm Bureau Financial Service in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. Your future, let them help you protect it.
11:52 left in the second quarter, a 40-yard pass from Wilcox to Freshel. Capped six plays, 70 yards, and the two-point conversion was good with Wilcox passing it to Taft. 16-0 here in the second quarter.
Coming up after the game, they will crown the homecoming royalty tonight. The Queen candidates, Gentry Lechtenberg, Jocelyn Oberdeen, and Sadie Tizzle. The King candidates, Robert Freshel, Clayton Keithley, and Quincy Kolliker. So somebody is going to get a crown and a scepter after the game. Troy to run down there and steal it.
Nah,
no?
I don't need it.
Okay. All right, here's the kickoff by the Irish, and it's caught by the man Dunlap. Dunlap coming from the middle over to the left side of the field, and he is taken down out across the 20, and a late flag coming down. A tackle was made unless they saw a face mask or something?
No, Caden Groth got the tackle, but I'm guessing back here was where the penalty was on because he came up pounding his helmet there like it's on him.
A little officials conference going on now at about the 25-yard line. Nothing signaled yet. Holding, okay.
Oh.
Holding against the Titans.
Wow.
On the kickoff will move them back. Spot them now all the way back inside the 15-yard line. That's 14.
The way the Irish tackler, or not tackler, but kickoff man there looked like he was mad at himself.
So the Titans with the football split men to either side of the field, and they're going to hand it off once again to Hunter Bowling. Hunter went right. Here he comes back to the left. He runs out of one tackle. Taken out of bounds over here on the Irish sideline after he got enough for the first down all the way out to about the 30, 31-yard line.
You know, he only broke about four tackles there and finally escorted out of bounds by linebacker Tate Wilcox.
Is it fair to say he runs like a bull?
Ooh.
Very fast bull? Changes direction.
Yeah, he changes direction. He's got a good spin on the ball.
So spot the ball out at the 31-yard line. A 17-yard pickup. Two men split. Boyne right up the middle he goes, and he cuts to the left. It's a race now at the 30. The Irish 20 caught from behind and runs through.
Humble,
they dropped the ball, and it went out of bounds. And the Titans will retain possession. Where are they going to spot him down? He may have been down before he fumbled it, but let's see.
At the 4?
No, they're going to spot it where it went out of bounds at the 4-yard line. So it will be a 40-yard run.
44-yard run on the play.
Bowling moving it from his own, what, 31? 9, and 30 is 39.
Yeah.
And then we're going to add six more, 45 yards. Okay, excuse me, 45-yard run. Bowling is picking up a lot of yardage.
You're
here.
Doing great math over there, John.
Well, it's usually easier than that. All right, here we go once again. Quarterback under center, turn. Give the ball to the second man through. That's Bowling lining up at the top of the eye. He'll power his way down to about the 2-yard line. He'll pick up a couple here.
Got Bailey and Keithley in on the tackle for the Irish.
Bowling's last four runs, he has picked up 50, 95, and 17, 112 yards. Four with the last that carry.
Pretty good for being injured.
Yeah, very good. He gets the ball again, says, I'm going to try the outside this time. And the Titans are on the board with a 2-yard touchdown run by Sear. Hunter Bowling, 190-pound Sear. And he says, I'm going to look at the middle, and I'm going to go to the left and get inside that pylon for six. Titans are on the board on a 2-yard touchdown run by Hunter Bowling. Good answer. Four plays on that. A 66-yard drive for the Titans. Now they need to answer with a two-point conversion here. Those two-point conversions are so important. Going to line it up in the I set. Emmett Glothar, the fullback. Under center, the quarterback. Toss it back to Bowling. Starts right, cuts back into the middle. In he goes. And it's 16-8 of the 10:52 mark, quarter number two. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap is provided by the folks at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by see Jay Patosh Arm Connect. Let them help you protect your future.
With 10:52 left in the second quarter, HGRS gets on the board a 2-yard run by Hunter Bowling. Four plays, 66 yards, and Hunter Bowling got the 2-point conversion. Irish lead 16-8.
10:52 to go in this quarter. Feeling a little sorry for the volleyball girls for Sacred Heart. It's homecoming night. I'm assuming there's a dance after the game.
Yes.
And they got to go to a volleyball tournament tomorrow and play at 9 o'clock.
Yep. Yep.
Fun. Fun, fun, fun. All right, here's the kickoff by the Titans. It's a high end-over-end kick, and it is...
Ooh.
Oh, that was in the end zone. He picked it up at the 1, and now coming out across the 10 with the football is Freshel. That, he was, had
he was
a foot or
yep.
so in the end zone. Apparently, they say it bounced off and didn't go in the end zone. So it will be Irish football first and 10 to their own 12-yard line.
Yeah, because he had 1 foot in the end zone and one on the in the field to play. And
thought if you had anything in the end zone,
yeah.
it was just touchback, but not this time.
Huh?
Apparently, the ball actually never got to the goal line. Here come the Irish over the football on first down and 10 to go. They've got three receivers in the pattern, two to the right, one to the left. Wilcox, option right keeper. He'll be across the 15 and out to about the 18-yard line. He'll pick up about five, maybe six on first down.
Boleen and Glotha are in on the tackle for the Titans.
The Irish, 39 yards on the ground, 79 yards in the air here so far in this ballgame.
Titans at the moment staying with their three down linemen.
We got good size up front in that defensive line.
Yes, they when they go with those three,
Then put a man to the left side out there for the Irish, Cole Tapp. Two receivers here on the near right side. That's the short side of the field. The Irish go to the south end zone, left to right. And looking is Wilcox, and it is just a little out of the reach. That's, I believe that was tapped over there, the intended receiver over there. And it'll bring up third down and four to go.
Kamian Detman, sophomore over there in coverage for the Titans.
So for the Titans now, their defense, they've done a pretty good job. They've got a couple of big plays in the game, and that obviously hurts when you do that. 16-8, Sacred Heart, 9:58 to go, first half. Two men right side, one to the left. The running back is behind the quarterback, Wilcox, option left. He'll keep it up the middle. And this time there is nowhere to go. He's going to get a yard, maybe two to the 20-yard line, where they're going to spot him. It's going to bring up fourth down and about three to go.
Bowling in on the stop, along with Cole Hunsicker.
Call it third and two, fourth and two, excuse me. So the Irish go in punt formation now. Tate Wilcox is the punter. Titans having none of it. They don't send anybody deep. They're going to make sure he doesn't fake it. Pretty good snap, and the punt is away, and now the race is on to see how far the Irish can get. It takes a right-hand turn and goes out of bounds and around the 25-yard line. Our first punt of the ball game gives the Titans the football. First and 10 of their own 25-yard line. Got 9:15 to go here in the first half. 16-8, Sacred Heart. Titans walking back to the huddle. Now we're ready. Titans come out of the huddle. Here we go. First down and 10. Cameron Detman. One back in there. he's in the, I believe that's Devin. He'll give it to Boyne. He'll run to the right side. He runs around the corner, stiff arms the cornerback, moves up the field for a gain of probably 6 yards again.
We got Canonico and Bailey in on the tackle on the far side of the field.
You know, he's 190-pound senior. I'm guessing he's around 6'1", 6'2". You can hardly call him a bowling ball, but, man,
yeah,
he is
right.
Low to bring down.
Correct.
Gain of 7. 140-plus yards on the ground now for the Titans in this ballgame. They've got 3rd down and 3 here from their own 33. And this time the give is to the fullback here in the football is Emmett DeGlothar. Emmett didn't find much running room. He'll get about a yard straight ahead that time.
And, John, I was getting ready to say this. The Irish made 2 defensive substitutions here, and both of them got in on the tackle. So, Evan Keithley and Henry Rottinghouse.
Titans huddle up again, 3rd down, and about a yard and a half to go here. Clock moving at the 6, no, it's 8:06 mark, excuse me. Through that goalpost in the way again, just that one side.
I said it wrong. It's Clayton Keithley.
Okay, split man to the right side. He comes in motion across the formation. Option play. The give is to that option man, Brogan Dunlap. And Dunlap's going to have enough for the first down. We'll give him 2 yards and move the chains.
Rottinghouse and Wilcox teaming up together to get that tackle.
The ball we spotted out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. 1st down and 10 for the Titans. Both teams with all their timeouts left here in the first half. Titans going from the right to the left, from the south to the north here in the second quarter tonight at Jug Brown. In the pistol, snap it back, option right, pitch it back, and Bowling gets to the corner again. Shakes one man, cuts inside another, runs through a couple of tackles. Good. For another Titan first down. Good Lord, he's tough to bring down.
He broke about 4 green jerseys apart right there and finally ran down on that far side is Rottinghouse and Wilcox.
About an 11-yard gain on the play. He is running tough.
Yes.
1st and 10 at the Irish 33-yard line. Clock moving. The Titans wouldn't mind just taking some time off the clock and letting it move here toward halftime. Getting a late score, I'm sure, tying up the ball game. This time, quarterback Detman to throw over the man. He's got a man. It's a catch. It's a touchdown for the Titans. Brogan Dunlap got behind the defense. The Irish tried to jump it and tip it. Dunlap was too deep, and the ball went right in his hands to score, making it 16-14, Sacred Heart. 33 yards on the touchdown play from Kamian Detman to Brogan Dunlap. 1-3, number 1-3, and now the 2-point try, Kevin, for the Titans here. They have, that's only their fourth complete pass of the ball game. The others have been short. Here we go for the tie. Toss it back to Boyne. He runs the left side, and this time he's gang tackled in the backfield. Brought down short of the goal line. 16-14, Sacred Heart, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Jake and Tosh Arm Connect. They've got the Farm Bureau Financial Services offices in Auburn and Falls City. They bring you the scoring drive recaps throughout the season. See them and let them help you protect your future.
6:52 left in the second quarter on 33-yard pass from Detman to Dunlap. Capped 5-play, 55-yard drive. 2-point conversion fails. Irish lead 16-14.
All right, ready to boot it away for the Titans. It should be that Brogan Dunlap out there, I believe. We'll turn around on
24.
24, that's Brogan Dunlap. That's what we thought. No, that's no. Benny. Oh,
yeah.
Foreign exchange student.
Yeah.
Man.
And he's got a leg.
No doubt about where that one's going to end up, about halfway through the end zone. That is Jacopo Banny. I talked to the coach and I tried to get the pronunciations. They go, well, we're not really sure he's a foreign exchange student.
Yeah.
So they don't always know either, so we apologize.
Thanks for your help, yeah. But he's got a good leg on
him. They try. All right, first down and 10 for the Irish. They have the ball at their own 15. They've got 6:52 to go here in quarter number two, leading 16-14 to Jack Brown's team on homecoming night. Irish over the football, line them up in an eye set. Tate Wilcox takes a snap, tosses the ball back. Freshel trying to find a hole, and Freshel found nothing but the field that time. He might have been able to squirt out a yard out of that. That's about it. Good job on the defense.
Reed Shep, 235-pound sophomore getting the tackle.
We'll give him one. Sagart, 42 yards on the ground is where they are at in this ball game. 79 yards in the air so far. The Titans ran it for 156 yards right there at they are at 200 yards of offense in the game. Split back formation. Wilcox back. He looks. He's got a safety valve to the right. He's being chased. He'll throw it out here and miss his intended receiver as he checks it down. Cole Taft, where he was trying to get to, and he had a lot of white jerseys chasing after him.
Again, Wilcox doing the best he can. He stayed in the pocket, but he moved a couple feet up and just dumped it off to Taft. But again, he had a lot of white jerseys in his face, and the ball falls incomplete.
Here comes the Irish. Play coming in with Cole Taft here. Clock stopped. 6:08 to go here in the first half. Next week, the Irish are up at Elmwood Murdoch, I believe. I've got my memory working. Split men to either side of the field. Snaps a little bit short. Wilcox grabs it. He's throwing. He's going to air it out. He's got a man with a step, and the ball ends up being out of bounds, incomplete. Pass intended up the field for Kyler Sipple that time, and that was going to be out of bounds even if he caught it.
Yeah. And again, in coverage there for the Titans, he had Brogan Dunlap, and again, he was doing a decent job. And Wilcox put some air underneath of it, and again, just goes out of bounds.
Now 4th and 9 for the Irish. They'll drop into punt formation, and the Titans did the job on defense, and their offense has had success the last two drives. We got a deep man back for the Titans this time, and it should be Dunlap or Bowling. I think it's Bowling back there looking at him.
I can see a 2 on it, jersey.
Yep, and it's a punt, kind of a line drive. It's going to hit, Bowling gets away from it. It's going to take a terrific Irish drive in the country.
Yeah.
Inside the 20 all the way down to near the 14-yard line. So that is a terrific punt from the 16 to the 14. 50-yard punt, no return. So the Titans first down and 10, their own 14-yard line here. 5:48 to go in the first half, and they trail by 2, 16 to 14. Perfect night for high school football.
Yes.
Not too hot, not too cold. No lightning.
Yeah.
Seen enough of that this year. I don't know about you. All right, we'll line him up in the shotgun set. One receiver on the left side. He'll go in motion across the formation. High snap, and it goes to Bowling. He runs to the right side. That motion man tries to seal off that corner with a block. Bowling didn't find a lot of room that time around the right side.
It looks like we got Bailey and Rottinghouse in on the tackle this time for Sacred Heart.
Gain of a yard on the play. Bring up 2nd down and 9 now for the HTRS Titans. Titans 2nd down and 9. Now they're on the far right side hash. Pistol set. Bowling behind Detman.
Miscommunication.
Detman turned right.
Yeah.
Bowling went left. And the defense finds the quarterback back at the 10-yard line and drops him.
Trace Stenite, 185-pound junior on defensive end, doing a great job there, stringing it out and staying with him and bringing him down for a loss.
loss of four on the play. It'll bring up third down and about a dozen. That's the first out-and-out just mistake you saw.
Yeah.
Somebody turned the wrong way. You don't know who it was, the quarterback or the running back. They each went a different direction. So now it's third down and 13 from the 12-yard line, basically. They have to get out to the 24-yard line. It's third down and 12. 2 men in the backfield stand side by side.
And
at least two Irish players move. Were they drawn off? Let's see. Yep, offsides against the Irish. So that will help, potentially. So now it's third and 7. 7 yards has not been an issue for Mr. Bowling in this ballgame.
Yeah, correct.
But the Irish defense have played him well at times as well. People still coming in here tonight. Think they're going to the Dodgers game. They're arriving late. All right, split men to either side of the field on third and 7 at the 17. Tight end on the left side. He goes in motion across. Snap it back. The quarterback is going to keep it. That's Detman. He turns the corner. He'll short of the first down over there by 2 or 3 yards.
Rob Freshel doing a great open field textbook tackle, wrapping him up and throwing him down.
That's going to bring up fourth down and 3. They needed 7. They got 4. I think they're going to have to get a punt formation here. You don't want to give the Irish the ball with 3 minutes that deep in your territory if you don't make it.
Correct.
Freshel, the deep man, to receive the punt, which should come here from Dunlap or Bowling. I believe that's Bowling back there to
Bowling,
punt it.
Yep.
He'll stand back at around his own 10. He'll hit it about the 15. He's going to run it. He's up the middle of the field. He got away from one man. He breaks a tackle. First down and plenty more, still on his feet. And Freshel had to come all the way up and make the tackle out at the 34-yard line. Holy cow.
And again, great call there by the Titans. Nothing to lose. You are deep in your own field, but you got Bowling, and he makes it happen.
An 18-yard game. First down for the Titans. 2:44 to go in the half. Clock moving. They've got all their timeouts left here. They have thrown it for 44 yards of the game. Big play was a 33-yard gain for a touchdown on that last possession. Now they go right up the middle again with the carry. And a chunk of yardage, good for about 3 or 4 here on the play.
Looks like he got Bailey and Canonico in on the tackle.
About a 4-yard gain. Who carried it, Troy? I didn't even tell. Was that 8 or was that Bowling?
Yeah, good question.
Well, right up the middle, I'm going to assume that it was a fullback Lawfar that time, and that's where he's been running the football, but they kind of snuck that one in there before I was ready to watch. 2nd and 6, minute 51 on the clock, winding here. Ball at the 39-yard line. The Titans on their own side of midfield here. One receiver right. Snap it back. Detman looks. He's got an out pattern, and he did not throw to the man I thought was open. He tried to hit Brogan Dunlap, and the pass came down out of bounds, incomplete. He had him at Glothar shorter than that, but I don't think there's anybody covering him.
Tyler Sipple in on the coverage that time for the Irish, doing a great job and making him throw that ball where it needed to be, and it went too high and out of bounds.
So now we have a 3rd and 6. In the quarterback, Kamian Devin, 130-pound sophomore. Bowling beside him. He'll take the little delayed handoff. He'll run outside. He breaks a tackle. He reverses field. Uh-oh. There he goes around the corner, and a flag flying in the backfield. And Bowling is going to score from 41 yards out. You got to believe that's coming back again.
Yep, I'm going to guess that's probably a block in the back, the way Bowling was cutting back across the field, and that's usually what happens.
Yep, that's what they're indicating, right at just short of the first down marker. So he'll get a little bit of yardage. And that's going to bring the go-ahead touchdown back. Now, instead of 6 points on the board, it's going to bring up a third down. Let's see where they spot them back here, all the way back inside the 35 or the 34-yard line. Ends up being a 10-yard penalty, but it cost them six.
Yes.
Third and 11 now. Minute 15 left, and the clock has started to run again. In the time, I'm not sure they know the clock's running. They've got time, but they've got three timeouts, but they're still looking at their wristbands trying to figure out what the play is here. All right, one setback. That's Bowen. Back to pass is Kamian Detman. He throws over the middle, and it's caught underneath, making the catch is Dunlap. Dunlap is out of bounds on the far side, right at the marker for the first down. We'll see if they got it or not.
Freshell and Wilcox got the tackle, you know, and the defensive line that time did their job because they come up and put a hit on Detman right when he let go of the ball, but somehow the Titans caught it for a reception and the first down.
And a first down. They got the 11 they needed. The ball is at the Irish 35-yard line. The nose of the football right on the white line that says 35. Clock stop, 49 seconds to go in the half. Sigart up by two, 16-14 over the HTRS Titans here. On homecoming night. Now, and we got a flag in the backfield. That's going to move him back five more. Procedure against the Titans. So it makes it first and 15. They are hurting themselves. Already cost them one touchdown run on this drive.
Yep.
Now with 48 seconds to go, moving back five more. Detman, the quarterback, throwing a pretty nice ball. He's not real big, 130 pounds. He's taller than you, isn't he, Troy?
He might
with
be.
The helmet.
With the helmet.
With the helmet and the cleats.
Cleats, yeah. That'll do it.
That helps. First and 15, back at the 34 now. Snap it back. Detman to look. He throws. Lee looks. He comes out of the pocket. He turns the corner on the left side and tackled. And is he inbound? The clock is stopped. He's out of bounds. He'll pick up about 4 yards. It was first and 15. He picks up about two. Oh, man, he ran a long ways for 2 yards.
Yeah, Wilcox doing a great job in his linebacker position. Trey Studdite and Chase as well, but Wilcox throws him out of bounds.
39.7 seconds left in the half. Titans huddle up. Bowling standing off by himself over on the right side. He must know the play. Now we've got trips right, ball on the left hash. And who's our quarterback this time, Troy? That's not Detman, is it?
Nope, no. 17.
Back to pass, a throw up the field, ooh, and it is in and out of the hands of the Irish receiver, Braden Bowen. Braden Bowen, and that's the second time he's been in the ball game throwing the football, and it falls incomplete. Brings up third down and 12 with 34 seconds to go in the half.
Brendan Limeron coming up from his safe position almost caught that for the interception.
Almost. Couldn't quite hang on to it. Got over the football again. Now back at Detman. On his left hip is Bowling. Third down at about 12. They give it to Bowling up the middle. That's been the most effective play. Starts the middle, bounces left. He'll be inside the 35-yard line to about the 33. He'll pick up about 3 or 4 yards, and timeout called by the Titans. 25 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Sunny 101.3.
Fourth down and 8 for the HTRS Titans here at Jug Brown Stadium. They trail St. Hart 16-14. We've got 25 seconds to go in the first half. Ball's on the left hash mark. And the Titans had a touchdown run called back due to a penalty. And now they face fourth down and eight. Still two timeouts to go if they can get the first down. Snap it back. Bowen looking. Pressure throws. He's got the complete.
Fumble.
It's fourth down anyway. It wasn't going to matter. Hunter Bowen made the catch. He was going to be brought down short and drop the ball. And the Irish will get it after a pickup of about six on the play in that neighborhood. Sagart will get the ball on downs with just 17 seconds to go. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 28-yard line. Well, now, if you're Doug Goltz, what do you do here? Do you gamble or do you take a knee? You get a two-point lead.
Well, you got to gamble a little bit. It all depends on your offensive line and to give you enough time.
Well, they've been having receivers get open.
Humboldt's only got two down linemen, so they're moving their guys back.
Three timeouts for the Irish. They've basically got five linebackers. And Wilcox back. Now he's going to run. Now he's going to throw. He airs it out
across
the left side. Far too high. Over there on the far side, that time was Sagart Cole Tapp. And the pass too high, too far out of bounds. Wilcox looked like he was going to run for a moment. That took most of the time. It's down to 7 seconds. That took 10 seconds on that play. So now the Irish have one, maybe two plays. They bring into the formation here Clayton Keithley. Let me spread the field here. Let's see. Got Trips right. Quarterback by himself in the backfield. Only two rushers for the Titans. Wilcox back. Floating to the left. Going to fire it up the field. And time is going to expire. It's intercepted. Back we go with the football for the Titans. At the Irish 20. At the Irish 10. And tackled will be Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap picked off the pass at about the 40 and returned it down to the 10, about a 30-yard return, and that ends our first half. It's Fall City Sagart 16 and the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans 14 after one half a play at Jug Brown Stadium. We'll take a two-minute timeout, be back, and look at the first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, Social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
At Jim Brown Stadium, it's halftime. It's 16-14. Cigar with the lead over the HGRS Titans. Our halftime show is presented exclusively by your friends at Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they are close to home, but they're far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Troy, you got the score in the first half?
Yeah, I have it. Let's go. First quarter, 3:49 left, 5-yard run from Elijah Canonico. 9 plays, 57 yards, staff to Wilcox with a 2-point conversion. They lead 8-0. In the second quarter, 11:52 left and a 40-yard pass from Wilcox to Freshel. 6 plays, 70 yards. And a 2-point conversion, Wilcox to Taft, 16-0. And then HGRS gets on the board with 10:52 left in the second on a 2-yard run by Hunter Bowling. 4 plays, 66 yards, and Hunter Bowling got the 2-point conversion, 16-8 Irish. And then with 6:52 left, 33-yard pass from Detman to Dunlap, capped a 5-play, 55 yards, and a 2-point conversion failed. And here at halftime, the Irish lead 16-14.
Fun first half here at Jug Brown tonight. The Irish leading it 16-14 here at halftime. And again, remind you, our Fall City Sigurd Irish our lead 16-14 over the HGRS Titans of the Battle of Richardson County here tonight. And at halftime, I'm in Nebraska City. I don't know what I was trying to say. It messed up. The Fall City Tigers over on our sister station. That's where I wanted to go, our sister station, KPMC. Halftime, the Tigers lead the Pioneer of Nebraska City 14-7. Tigers look for their fourth win of the year. Again, our halftime show is presented exclusively by your friends at Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll hear from the weather man, find out what we're going to have for a weekend weather. Hear from more of our sponsors. We'll be back, and we'll take a look at some of the numbers for the first half. Coming up after this break on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 55. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 84. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 53. Mainly sunny skies, Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 83. 85, Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Matthew Gall, a financial associate with Thrivent, and Stephen Stoller and I are here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call us at 402-315-8711 to get started. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Diabetes can be a complex condition. There are many factors to consider, and the impact of the disease on your lifestyle can be significant. Fortunately, diabetes can be controlled or even prevented, and we can show you how. If you're already dealing with diabetes, we can provide therapies and programs to help you manage your diabetes more easily.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, welcome back here to Jug Brown Stadium, and we are at halftime here tonight. I'm John Nixon along with Troy Nelson. Back at the studio tonight is Jeff Nichols, who is running the show, and we are taking a look at the first half numbers here. For the Titans, well, as you might have guessed if you've been listening, it's a Hunter Bowling first half, 13 carries, 167 yards, and a touchdown in the ball game. He had a big first half. Quarterback, Kamian Detman, 4 of 7 passing, 52 yards, a touchdown, and an interception in the first half. For the Irish, Tate Wilcox hit his first four passes, then he ends up 4 of 9 in the first half, 79 yards. One score, one interception, two carries, 26 yards in the game. Rob Preschel, four carries, 36 yards, three catches for 64 yards, and a touchdown in the game. And Elijah Canonico with six carries for 16 yards for Sacred Heart in the first half tonight of this ballgame. Troy, what do you think?
Well, it's kind of what we thought, you know. On paper, we thought it'd be a good game. I thought there'd be more points than this. We're not for sure how good either defense is, but right now it is still a good game.
Yeah.
So that part, kind of what we thought. I do have some other scores from around the state here, John.
Good.
All right. In D2, let's see, I had it. Let's see, they switched it up on me. Where'd it go to? All right. Trying to get our local area here. Weeping Waters ahead of Cedar Bluffs 44-0. Johnson Brock is up on Elmwood Murdoch 22-0. And let me go to D1 action. Where was it? Johnson Brock, we already said that one. I had the generous JCC, Johnson County Central, and Freeman tied at 0 after 1. I don't think that's been updated, though. All right, if we go to C1, all right, again, Fall City's got the lead at halftime over Nebraska City. Auburn is winning big at halftime over Wilbur, 54-0. Syracuse
is up big over Fairbury at 35-7.
So good numbers around the area. And here we've got 16-14, Sagan-Hart with the lead here at halftime. Let's see my message to Jeff failed. Right now, that what we were talking about, Jeff, is gone. It was where we came back, but it's gone now. So,
yeah.
Doing good. See, now we're going to put 3 more minutes up on the clock for the teams to warm up. So while they're doing that, we'll take 1 more 2-minute timeout. Be back for the second half kickoff coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Fall is almost here. And speaking of fall, did you know that falls are the most common cause of traumatic brain injuries? And each year, there are about 3 million emergency room visits due to older people falling? Nemaha County Hospital wants to share some safety tips for helping those in our community reduce falls this season. 1. Remove tripping hazards like loose rugs and clutter. 2. Be sure to always use handrails on stairs. 3. Install extra lighting in all dim areas, inside and out. Let's work together to keep our family and friends safe this season.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Halftime at Jake Brown Stadium finds a good game. Fall City Sagan-Hart 16, Humboldt Table Rock Senior 14 on homecoming night at Jake Brown Stadium for the Irish. They'll crown the royalty here post-game tonight. And the two teams are warmed up and ready to go here with second half action. Pretty evenly played game. The Irish led at one point, 16-0. Titans fought back, pulled within 2. Actually scored the go-ahead touchdown there late in the second quarter, but got called back on a penalty, or the Titans would probably have the lead here at halftime. Some untimely penalties for both teams in that first half tonight, Troy.
Yeah, and again, that one drive there by HTRS, like you said, he had a penalty to call back the touchdown, and he had a couple other ones, and they had it going the right way, and then just kind of faltered there.
All right, the Irish get the ball to start the second half. They will go towards the south end zone, left to right as we look at it here, in quarter number 3 tonight at Jug Brown Stadium. Here's the approach, and the kickoff is deep again.
Offside. Right.
Well, they had a player for the Titans that moved right up to the line where the ball kicked off at the 30. I don't know if he took off a count early. I didn't see him move. Maybe he just got past the line. Well, that's going to move them back 5 yards where they kick it from. Now we'll see if they can still get the ball into the end zone here.
Yeah, he's got a good leg.
Ready to roll here once again. The kicker for the Titans is Jacobo Vanni, senior foreign exchange student.
Bowling's whispering something to him there.
Bowling, he moves up same
mark. Yeah.
Well, they call, okay, I see what they're doing. He and another player move up. Now they're going to bounce one back there, and it's going to roll all the way to the 2-yard line. 10, 15, Freshel, 20, cuts outside, taken down short of the 25-yard line. Pretty good coverage there by the Titans.
Bowling and Glothar getting in on the tackle.
Sure, Bowling is quite the player. First down and 10 at the 29-yard line. 11:53 as we kick off the second half here at Jake Brown Stadium tonight for Fall City Sacred Heart.
24-yard line.
Oh, yes. Excuse me.
That'll mess up your stats, man.
Not so far. Not so far, kid. All right. In the pistol. Two receivers either side of the field. Motion man across. They flip it forward. Freshel takes the ball. Oh, they got a hand around the helmet right in front of the official. No call. A gain of 3.
In on the tackle there for the Titans. Again, Cole Hunsicker.
The Irish through the air tonight. One interception. They've now thrown the ball for 82 yards in this ball game with that completion there. Now they're on the near side, right hash mark. We've got trips to this side. Nobody in the backfield with Tate Wilcox, the senior quarterback. Snap is low. Wilcox picks up the bouncer, throws it forward. It's complete. Standing there, we're going to wait on it, Elijah Canonico, and they're going to get positive yardage. They'll get out to the 30-yard line. Gain of 4 on that. That's a nice little recovery.
Again, from the way that snap was on the turf there, Wilcox did a great job picking it up and just finding the a quick release to Canonico, and he was brought down by Bowling.
At that point, he really didn't care if Canonico caught it or not, but he said, hey, coming my way, I'll get a little yardage here. So it's third down and right about 4 to go. Now Wilcox back, looks, pressure, throws over the middle, intended for Cole Tapp. Pressure in the face of the quarterback, and he comes up short on the pass play. It's fourth down and 4 for Sacred Heart here with clock stopped, 10:34 to go in the third quarter. All right, in punt formation is Wilcox.
Humble's not dropping anybody back.
Well, Bowling's thinking about it.
Thinking.
He's kind of
looking at the coach.
Kind of betwixt and between. They're going to punt it, and he didn't go back. And the ball's going to hit inside the 25, and it's going to roll inside the 10 and be down by the Irish at around the 8 or 9 yard line. So not the start the Irish wanted offensively. They get a good punt out of it. Titans will have it first and 10 at their own. We're going to set it down, fellas.
First and 10 for the Titans.
Well, set it down. I think it's the 8, but I can't
see. There,
sure.
I finally put it down.
All right. I'm going to call it the 8 yard line. All right. We got 10:23 to go in the third quarter. So here come the Titans over the football, ready to go here. We got 3 men in the backfield this time. And the snap goes to Bowling on the left side. He bowls his way straight forward. He'll be out across the 10 to right at the 15-yard line. He'll pick up about 7 on the play.
And on the tackle for the Irish, Trey Studdite, your 185-pound junior.
So for not knowing Bowling was going to be able to play or not earlier this week, he has recovered well and is having a whale of a game here for the Titans. Now it brings up a 2nd and 3 as he picks up 7 yards on first down. That time they lined up a back on either side of the quarterback, and for Sacred Heart, you got to figure out where they're going to snap it because they're close enough they can go any direction. Now we put the quarterback on the pistol. And the give, Bowling running the right side. Defender comes up, gets him around the thigh. Yeah. That's all right, man. They're actually going to stop him this time for no gain, maybe loss of a half a yard.
There's a good stop over there on that far side for the Irish. Looks like you got Freshel and Canonico and maybe Rottinghouse in there as well.
Third down and about 3. No gain on that play. That's one of the few times they've really stopped Bowling tonight.
Correct.
Hit him right about thigh high and held on. You hit him high, good chance you're going to bounce off. You hit him low, he's fast enough and strong enough to step out of it. All right, from the 15-yard line, 3rd down and 3, the 2 backs on either side of the quarterback. option straight ahead, and this time Bowling moving forward. I think you get about a yard, and that's about it. It's going to bring up fourth down and a couple.
Looks like you got your interior lineman there getting the stop, Evan Bailey.
So good job by the Irish defense. Both defenses come out, have a good first series of the second half here. Clock already down to 8:26 to go in quarter number three here. Second down and a long two, Troy.
Yeah.
They're huddled up.
Irish don't dropping anybody back this time.
No, I don't blame them.
Nope, not after that last one.
Bowling faked it last time and ran for a first down. This time they get a quarterback under center and try to draw the Irish off. I think they're no.
Nope, they're running it.
Run the play, take outside Bowling. He's hit and pushed out of bounds. Oh, let's see.
Doesn't look like he got it from here.
I don't think it is. The chain gang took the chicken exit, which I don't blame him.
Nope.
You got them guys coming after you. He's going to be stopped a yard short. Excellent, excellent defense there by the Irish. First time tonight, you can really say they've stopped Hunter Bowling.
And stopped him on the wrong end of the field if you're the Titans fan.
Boy, they are down at the Titans 16 to start this drive with 8 minutes to go in quarter number three here. High formation for the Irish. Tate Wilcox calls a snap. Option, Canonico keeps it, and he didn't find any running room either.
No.
Both teams bulked up their defense apparently at halftime here.
Hunsaker on the tackle there for the Titans.
Gain of a yard to bring up second down and nine now for the Irish. Second yard, just 43 yards on the ground here tonight so far, according to my numbers.
I trust your numbers.
Well, they're in the neighborhood. Under center. High formation, option right. Wilcox tried to keep it down. Late pitch back.
Man.
It goes to Freshel. Freshel is hit. Falls forward for maybe a couple on the play. Bring up third down and seven.
Dunlap and Bowling in on that tackle. And again, that was a late pitch by Wilcox.
Yes,
he shed one tackle and moved up the field and just pitched it to Freshel. And that's kind of risky, but it paid off and got a little bit of yardage.
They're great plays when they work.
When
they go a long way, but boy, they can spell disaster for you in a hurry if somebody's wrapped around your legs. They jerk as you toss, and the ball goes wherever it wants. As we always say, it's a funny-shaped ball.
Yeah.
To do anything it wants to. One setback. Here comes Freshel in motion left to right. Wilcox back. Look. Chase. They grab him and knock him down all the way back out at the 23-yard line.
Junior Emmett Glothar blitzing there and getting through for the tackle. Sack.
So the ball moves from the 12 all the way back to a 10-yard loss on the sack. And the Irish, they have to go.
Yep.
Fourth down and 15, 16 yards to go. They have to get down to the 6-yard line. The ball is the 23. Fourth and 17, something like that, 16.
Yep.
It's a long way, and the clock's down to 5:55 to go. The Irish lead by a deuce, 16-14. Trips right in the formation. Nobody in the backfield with the quarterback. Wilcox calls a snap count. Good snap. He looks. He's going to tuck it. He's going to move forward on the run. He's at the 15. He turns the corner, and he's taken down right around the 10-yard line, short of the line to gain.
And he stayed in bounds again as Detman gets the tackle.
Well, the ball will be spotted just outside the 10, called the 11-yard line. He got about 12, but he needed 16. And the Titans take over first and down, first and 10 on downs here at their own 11-yard line. Clock stopped. 5:39 to go now in quarter number three here at Jug Brent. Cuddle up. Back near the goal line. And here come the Titans over the football. I know what I would do.
Yeah.
See what they do. Bowling behind, dot in the eye here. Turn are going to give to the fullback right up the middle with the carry, Emmett Glothar. Glothar powers out to near the 15-yard line.
Evan Bailey and Tyler Sipple in on the tackle for the Sacred Heart.
Pick up a four on the play, makes a second down and six now for the Titans. Play coming in from the Titans sideline with our coach, Grant Tuttle. coach told him I'm bringing him. He said, I went to high school, Lewis, and he said, we never beat the Irish. He said, I'm 0-4 against Coach Goltz in my career playing football. See if we can get a win here tonight. Option right side, and Detman hit and dropped before he could get rid of it. No gain on the play, down to the 15-yard line.
And he held on to that, and he just acted like he kept wanting to pitch it, and never pulled the trigger, and Canonico just came up and put a pretty good hit on him to put him down.
As it turned out, the running back probably got out there farther than he wanted to pitch it. So the Titans facing third down and 6 at their own 15-yard line. See what they got in the playbook here. They have thrown some decent passes. They'll come to the left side with Bowling running the football. Oh, good coverage by the Irish on the defense. They really force him to give him nowhere to go. A big play for the Irish defense.
Your defensive end on this side, I think it's Trey Studdite, just kept doing what he needed to do, stringing the play to the sideline. And then, oh, man, Toby Baxter came in and helped to finish it off.
Fourth down and 8 now as they lose 2 yards on the play. Freshel drops back deep. He'll stand just beyond midfield. Bowling, the punter, will stand back just outside his own end zone, take the snap. Here's a snap, pretty good snap, and Bowling boots it away.
Oh, nice.
It's a spiral. Freshel comes up. He bobbled. He's down right there. He was on his knees trying to catch it, bobbled the football, and the Irish will have it first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. So the defenses are stout to start the second half. 3:33 to go. The Irish lead it 16-14. Have the ball first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. 3:33 left in quarter number 3 here tonight at Jug Brown Stadium. First down and 10. Sagenhart coming over the football. All right, line him up in the eye. Canonico at the fullback. Freshel behind him. It's a give to the fullback. Canonico breaks free. He's going to be gone to the end zone. He went forward. He got hit. He spun. He ran away from the defense. And he'll go 44 yards for the Irish touchdown. Elijah Canonico with the touchdown run gives the Irish an 8-point lead here at the 3:23 mark of the third quarter. Sagar just doubled their rushing total basically for the night.
Yeah.
From 47 to 91 yards with that run. Now the try for the 2-point conversion here. The Irish are 2-for-2 on the night. The Titans can stop them. Remains a 1-score difference at 8 points. Wilcox under center, turns, Canonico spinning again, nothing doing this time, good defense, and it remains an 8-point game, 22-14, the Irish lead the Titans. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by, see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them help you protect it.
Well, your first touchdown in the second half comes with 3:23 left in the third quarter. A 44-yard run by Elijah Canonico. Again, one play, 44 yards. 2-point conversion failed. Irish lead 22-14.
I get awfully nervous. Coach Sando keeps running back and forth here behind us. I'm getting nervous. He thinks it's basketball season, so of course he thinks that 365 days a year.
Having trouble with that huddle over there.
Yeah. Coach Adam Sandler for the Irish, not Luke.
All right, I was going to say, man, when you say that, I was like, no way.
Oh, well.
Okay, the other.
Oh, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Here we go. First to the kickoff for the Irish, and the boot is away, and it's going to be the 1-yard line, and here comes Bowling out across the 10. cuts to the middle of the 15, still on his feet at the 20. Cuts back inside the 25, running to the right side. Backs up, goes forward. He's at the 30. He's still breaking tackles. He may go. He's at midfield, and he stumbles, and the Irish are able to jump on his back and knock him down at the 21-yard line. He's had a just flat run out of gas, didn't he?
I think he's still on his knees right here. I think he cramped up because he ran 70,000 yards right there to make 20.
Good, bring out the oxygen. I'm tired.
Man, that was an impressive run, zigzagging all over the place.
I'm just
bowling.
Sure he won't take himself out of the game, but he'd probably use a breather right now. Man, what a return. They will take it at the Sacred Heart 21-yard line. That's from the 1-yard line.
Yeah.
58 yards on the return. Line him up in the eye and the give to the fullback. Yeah. Giving the break, too. And the cloth are straight forward. That give right up the middle could pop, too.
Yeah.
Gain for a yard right there.
Studite and Rottinghouse in on the tackle for the Irish.
Second down, 9. The ball at just inside the 20-yard line now. 2:39, the clock counting down. 22-14, Sacred Heart leading the Titans of HTRS. Line them up in the eye again. Emma Glothar looks back at Bullen. Turn, and Glothar again tries over the right guard this time, and he gets stood up. Nowhere to go, maybe a yard again.
Looks like Canonico and Rottinghouse again on the stop. Didn't tackle him, but stopped the forward momentum.
Second and 8 now. Will the Titans put in the air or just go to Hunter Bowling?
Yeah, I'm going to say Bowling's at his break.
He's had a little bit of a breather there.
He's ready.
They'll put two men to the right side, Bowling behind the quarterback in the pistol. They're going to throw it. They're going to look. They throw. Good pass, good catch. First down inside the 10 and all the way down inside the 5-yard line. Go the Titans. And coming up with the catch down there. Now if he'll turn around, was that Glothar?
I got Rottinghouse and Freshel in on the tackle.
I'm trying to figure out who caught the ball. Ah, 3, Brogan Dunlap.
There
all
you
right.
Go.
You wait long enough, they'll turn around for you. They move the ball from the 19 down to the 4, a 15-yard pickup, and a Titan first down. First and goal at the 4 in an 8-point ball game. The Titans trail.
Flag.
And we got flags. We probably got a procedure call. Oh,
nope.
No, they're pointing to the Irish.
At the Irish.
Offside, Sacred Heart. Half the distance, the goal line will put the ball down at the 2-yard line now. Not what the Irish were looking for. 70 yards through the air now for the Titans. All right, here we go. The Sacred Heart 2-yard line. All three backs stand next to each other. They snap it direct to Bullen. He's in the end zone over the right side, right behind the guard and the end out there. Touchdown. And once again, we got a 2-point ball game with a 1:09 to go in this third quarter. So now, Titans going for the tie here. Kamian Detman over. Got a play. Back to the huddle he goes. From the 3-yard line for the 2-point try. I formation. Bowling will dot the I. Try for the 2. And Detman, oh man, somebody got him. Don't spike him. And they did.
No. Come on.
Picked him up.
Yep.
And they softly bulldogged the quarterback. And they're going to get a do over here, I would think. Or they're going to call it after the play.
After the play. Tony Baxter had him wrapped up and doing exactly what he needed to do. Picked him up and brought him down easy, but not easy like the ref thought.
All right. No good on the try. It's 22-20, Sacred Heart. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Farm Store and Drive Recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. Let them help you protect your future.
109 left in the third, 2-yard run by Hunter Bowling. Cap to 4-play, 21-yard drive. 2-point conversion failed. Irish lead the Titans 22-20.
All right, with that flag, the Titans will kick it off from the Sagan-Arc 35-yard line. Well, this young man is kicking, the foreign exchange student for HCRS. He may be able to put it through the end zone, through the goalpost from here.
And he's putting it down for an onside kick.
Well, I would too.
Yep.
Possibly.
He's laying it sideways. Let's see.
Well, the Irish,
they better.
They're about 13 yards back. No, it's a different kicker this time. Kicking is Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap approaches the ball, and
he to the end zone.
Kicks it to the end zone anyway.
Yeah.
So the Irish get it first and 10 at their own 15-yard line with a 2-point lead with 1:09 to go in the third quarter. Good ball game. Fun. Good defense most of the night.
Yeah.
Pretty good offense at times for both teams. Some key penalties against both teams. Each team has thrown an interception. Irish throwing theirs at the last play of the half. So while it's a turnover and it's an interception, it doesn't really, it counts, but not really.
Right.
All right, here we go. One back in there. Fresh lines up in a slot on the left. Option left. Now Fresh will go as the pitch man.
Tate.
And Tate Wilcox turns the corner. He's across midfield and down to the 39 of the Titans.
And on the tackle for the Titans there, yep, number 3, Brogan Dunlap, senior, 150-pounder, bringing him down.
26-yard pickup, biggest run of the night for Tate Wilcox. Sagan Hart now over 100 yards of the game, running the ball. Here they come over the ball, the Irish. End on the left side. Canonico at fullback. Fresh on the slot. Comes in motion from left to right. The give to the fullback, Canonico, and he did not spin away for anybody that time. He'll pick up a good chunk, about 3.5 yards on the play.
Yep. Hunsicker in on the tackle that time by HTRS.
We may not run another play here in the third quarter as we're down to 18 seconds of the clock moving here. Doug Golds may want to talk it over on second down and 7, and here come the Irish over the ball with 10 seconds to go. See if they get the playoff lined up in the eye. They snap it, they throw it back, and it's going to be Freshel running the right side. Hit and dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go for Rob Freshel. That ends the third quarter. It's Fall City Sagan Arc 22, Humboldt Table Rock Steiner 20. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
22-20, Sagan-Arc leading the Titans here as we start the fourth quarter. Our presenting sponsor for the broadcast, Bruna Implement Company, Bruna Implement, your key site here in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. See Bruna Implement also serving you from 5 locations in northeast Kansas. Third down for the Irish and about 6 to go. They give the ball to the fullback. First down, Canonico. He'll be inside the Titan 30, down to the 27-yard line, an 8-yard gain on first down.
Junior Emmett Glothar getting the tackle for the Titans.
Sagan Hart with that 40-plus yard touchdown run, but Canonico now picking up some yardage on the ground, up to 128 yards on the night. Clock is moving. The Irish are moving down the field as well. I set one receiver to the left. Wilcox turns. Canonico again just powering his way forward inside the 25 to 26. He will pick up about 6 yards, make it second 4.
Davis and Glothar in on the tackle for the Titans.
Play coming in from the Irish sideline now. Bringing that play in once again for the Irish will be Clayton Keithley. Split left, slot left. Wilcox to Canonico again. Hit, able to shake one tackler. Leans forward. He'll have about 3 on the play. It'll bring up 3rd and 1.
Looks like we're going to get Glothar again for the tackle.
3rd and 1 at the Titans 18-yard line now.
3rd down and a yard to go for the Irish.
10:40 and counting here in quarter number 4. Titans need a stop here, down by 2. They don't want to get too far behind here. Split Keithley wide to the right side on 3rd and 1. Eyes set for the Irish. It's Wilcox. Canonico right up the gut. He goes, and he breaks through the tackler, and he's into the end zone from 18 yards away. They hit him, squared him up, and he was able to shake it off and go the distance for the Irish score. 18-yard run for the fullback. Elijah Canonico puts the Irish up 28-20. So the Irish from their own 15-yard line. It's a nice drive of 65 yards are now the 2-point try to make it a 2-score game instead of a 1-touchdown lead. And Canonico, they say, this has been working, and he's into the end zone for the deuce. And the Irish are up now by 10, 30-20. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4- to 6-year-old? Sign them up for the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Starting October 14th, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and effective bully defense, and it boosts their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Be sure to stop by and see Jake or Josh Armknecht in Auburn and Fall City at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Find out how they can help you protect your future.
All right, with 10:18 left here in the fourth quarter, 18-yard run by Elijah Canonico. Gets capped a 7-play, 65-yard drive, and Canonico got in for the 2-point conversion. Irish lead, 30-20.
All right, the kickoff coming here for the Irish. Ready to boot it away. Got Wilcox? No, Canonico. Approaches the football, and it's a high end-over-end kick. Bowling from the 4, 10, 15, runs into the back of his own man, gets away from him, the 20, and pushed out of bounds at about the 24-yard line on his own side of midfield here.
Rob Freshall shoving him out of bounds.
Going to spot this ball down at the 23-yard line. 10:08 to go in the ball game. The Irish looking for that first win of the season here tonight. Titans looking for their second win. All right. Now we... How many times have we eyed that place? Ball at the 23-yard line. Here we go. Eye formation. No, excuse me. Pistol set. Give it to Bowling. Hunter running to the left side. Gets the corner. Pushed out over there near the first down marker with 10:01 to go. I think he might have got there. Let's see. What are they going to call him out at? Going to be a yard, half a yard short, gain of 9. Pick up a 9, and now the Titans cross the 200-yard threshold on the night for running the football here. Clock stops. The tackle is out of bounds, pushed out of bounds. Line them up in that pistol set. Two receivers on the left. And a low snap. Quarterback Detman picks it up, looking, being chased, in trouble. Able to get away from one man, but the Irish outnumber him and bring him down for a loss back at the 31-yard line, a loss of about a yard.
Yeah, that low snap just kind of disrupted the timing there, and he couldn't get it to Bowling, and he got Bailey and Canonico in on the tackle.
So now third down and a long 2, almost 3. Titans huddled up here. Clock moving, 9:29 to go in the ball game. Homecoming for the Irish tonight. After the game, they'll crown the homecoming royalty. Two receivers left, and Bowling takes the handoff. Hit in the backfield. He'll power forward back to the line of scrimmage and bring up a fourth down.
Henry Rottinghouse doing what he does as a linebacker, shooting that gap and getting him low, and then Canonico finishing him off up top.
I think that ball came out just as the play ended. The official on the far side was pointing to the ground like he was down. So now the Titans have got themselves almost a situation where they need to go with 8:45, and they are at their own 31. You get all your time out, but the Irish have been having some success, and they've done a good job of getting yards here tonight. Line them up in a pistol set, and the snap is past the quarterback's shoulder. And having to dive on the football, Kamian Detman, and that is going to give the Irish field position first of 10 at the Titan 19-yard line. A loss on the play from the 31 back to the 19-yard line, a loss of 12. So that is going to give the Irish great field position and a chance to really blow a hole in this game. Up by 10, 30-20, Sagan-Hart at the HTRS 19. And now the play to the right, Wilcox keeps it around the corner. He goes into the end zone. He goes after the fake to the middle, and the Irish extend out to a 36-20 lead. Oh, that bad snap. That just ate the Titans' lunch right there. A one-play, 19-yard drive. And now a two-point conversion try coming for Fall City Sacred Heart. That is the first really snap that got away. There have been a couple low ones, but nothing they couldn't handle until that one. But now, two-point try. Clock stopped at 8:22 to go. Wilcox back, a little wheel route out of the backfield, and Canonico can't quite hang on to it, and it's no good. 36-20, the Irish lead it. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
I know how busy we can all get living in this hurried-up world, and it's very easy to view withdrawals on your accounts, assume it's legit, and just let it go. But it's a good idea to give your banking transactions the eagle eye once a month to make sure everything is correct. Because fraud is something that can happen to anyone.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank, located in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by, see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. Let them help you protect your future.
With 8:22 left in the fourth, 19-yard run by Tate Wilcox. Again, one play, 19-yard drive. Two-point conversion fails. Irish lead 36-20.
Well, the Auburn Bulldogs were a little frustrated losing to Ashton Greenwood last week, the number 2 team in the state. They're taking it out on the Wolverines tonight of Warwick-Laytonia, 68-0 with 4 minutes left in the game.
Hey, an update from Nebraska City. Starting the fourth quarter, the Tigers lead the Pioneers 22-14.
There you go. Tigers looking for win number four on the year. Johnson Brock up 48-14 over Elwood Murdoch. Here's the kick by Canonico. Down at the three, here comes the bowling. 15-20. Brand runs out of a leg tackle. He'll be out to the 24-yard line. He is slowing down just a little bit, Troy. He has carried the load tonight for HTRS.
Yeah, he's slowing down.
Well, I mean,
he's done.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's a little winded. You can tell.
Yes.
In fact, right now he's going to go out of the ball game for a quick breather. I'm sure he'll be right back. But he came in injured anyway.
Right.
And he has had a whale of a job running the football and on the defense tonight.
He has not taken some time off this whole game.
All right, in there for the Titans. We'll have to catch the running back. I believe I just saw Colt Leach in there. Let's see. Here is Detman running for his life and nowhere to go. Back to trying to block with Colt Leach that time. He just couldn't get outnumbered, and drop for the loss on the play will be Kamian Detman. All the way back inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. A loss on the play of six.
Clayton Keithley and Henry Rottinghouse teaming up in the backfield there to drop him for that loss.
The Titans at one point here were up to 208 yards on the ground with the sacks. Now the losses are back down to 189 yards on the ground tonight. 7:22 and the clock moving here in the fourth quarter. Now we've got a new quarterback in there again. That's going to be Bowen. He'll take the snap. He throws over the middle. It is complete. Caught by Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap will have a gain on the play of about 9 on the play.
Brendan Limeron, your 135-pound junior, coming up from the safety position to get the tackle.
So it's now 3rd and 9. Gain of 7. That's the second play pass of this second half for the Titans. Braden Bowen back. He looks. He loads it up. He fires over the middle. It's a jump ball, and it tipped up. Comes down, hits the ground, intended again for Brogan Dunlap.
Okay, Brendan Limeron in on the coverage, and he did the same thing he did earlier on to get the interception. He tipped it up and just couldn't get it back under control.
He was getting up there in the air pretty good. He might be jumping center once basketball starts this year. Perfect game.
Yeah, you never know.
All right, 4th down and 9 for the Titans here. The clock stops on the incompletion with 6:29 to go. We're coming to the top of the hour. You're listening to Sunny 101.3 KLZA Fall City and Humboldt. Trips left, and the guard to the right side stood up a half count early. Now it's going to be 4th and 14. 4th and 14 as the ball gets spotted back now to the 22-yard line with 6:29 to go. Now what do you do if you're Coach Grant Tuttle?
I don't know, but Rottinghouse came over to the sideline and got a different play from Coach Goltz, and he went up and whispered to Toby Baxter. So let's see what Baxter does here on the defensive end.
Titans have really played pretty well, and just a couple of bad breaks have cost them. All right, they come over to the football. Two receivers, right, maybe three receivers,
enough
right?
Back
got
judge.
A delay.
Delay game.
Yep, delay again. They picked up 10 yards in penalties. And now it's going to be 4th down and 19. Now becomes almost about impossible to get the first down, but it's going to be a load. Bowling back in the ball game. He'll line up in a slot on the right side, two receivers outside him. Bowen being chased back into the end zone. He goes. He throws it up the field, and it is intended and off the hands of Kamian Detman. Incomplete. That would have been up well short of the original line of scrimmage anyway. And now the Irish once again will have excellent field position.
Rodinghouse and Baxter both got back there in that backfield doing what they were doing and just kept chasing them around.
Sagan will take over the 17-yard line with 6:21 to go in the ballgame. The Irish last three possessions have started at the, I guess on the last three, but they've had some good field position here. And now Freshel will carry the ball over the left side. They'll be inside the 15 and down to about the 13-yard line. Gain of about four.
Their last possession, Akron, started on the Titans 19.
Right. There, oh, that's what I couldn't see.
Yeah.
19-yard line, yeah. Had one earlier at the HRF 16 this half.
Yeah.
And they turned one of those into scores, but not the other. Now, here we go. And Freshel this time is dumped in the backfield. That's a big tackle there.
Oh, yeah.
Loss of a couple on the play.
Nose guard sophomore Jake Davis getting through that line to get the early hit on Freshel and bringing him down.
Spot the ball back out, run around the 15-yard line. Clock moving, counting down. 36-20, Sacred Heart. Looking to drive the final nail home here if they can. Homecoming festivities coming up after the game. Timeout call by the Titans. 5:13 to go. The Titans find themselves down by 16 to the Irish. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
5:13 left in this ball game. Sacred Heart with a 36-20 lead over the Titans of HTRS. Sacred Heart 3rd and 7 at the Titan 15-yard line here. Come over the football after the Titans took the timeout. High formation for the Irish. Tate Wilcox, senior quarterback, under center. Calls the count right ahead. He goes on the quarterback sneak, and he'll push his way down to around the 16 or 17. He had a Titan shaking up. Kind of fell in the back of the leg to one of the Titans players there. And now we've got a timeout for an injured player. That'll bring up a third down when we return, maybe a fourth down here. After this, we'll take a 30-second break for the injured player. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The injured player up for the Titans is Reed Shupp, 245-pound sophomore. Got a little limp in his giddy-up as he walks off the field here. He's been in the mix a lot in there tonight,
yeah.
Troy, defensively especially.
Yes.
So Sacred Heart has it. Should be fourth down,
should
despite what that down marker says on the far side.
Yeah. Clock's got fourth. Scoreboard, sorry, got fourth.
Well, that guy over there is official, but he's wrong.
Yeah.
So it's fourth down for the Irish, 4th and 6 from the 12. There, now they're going to turn it. Okay. I have enough trouble keeping track of that without them doing that. Wilcox back to pass, looks over the middle, and he lobs it up and short of his intended receiver. Nonico, the fullback, out of the backfield. They had three receivers, one to each side, and Nonico went right up the middle. Falls incomplete, and the Titans stop the Irish and still have life with 4:57 to go. They had the football at their own 12-yard line. Score is 36-20. Sacred Heart with a 16-point advantage. So now the Titans back on offense here. Have to check who they are playing where here. They've had Bowen in there at quarterback from time to time on when they want to throw it. It looks to me like Kenyon Detman back in there, number one. A little low snap. He throws a quick out. Well, they throw the ball to Detman. I'm not sure who threw it. Detman up the field, first down, out across the 20, across the 25, the 26-yard line, and pick up a 14.
Rob Freshill escorting him out of bounds there for the Irish.
All I want to know is who threw the football. Is it 12 and they're a quarterback now?
Okay,
it is Bowen, okay. Bowen back. He throws a quick out against Detman. Detman runs the left side. He'll stay inbound this time. Detman will pick up short yardage, about two on the play.
Sipple will be credited with the tackle there on the far sideline.
So now we have second down and a long eight here. Clock moving as the play came tackle inbounds. Two receivers, three receivers to the right side now. Bowen, Breed to Bowen, quarterback, takes a snap, being chased. The Irish chase him. He breaks contain and runs out of bounds on the far side, short of the first down marker, but good play to get something out of what was a potential big loss.
Yeah, Toby Baxter, defensive end on this side, getting rid of his block and getting into the backfield, making his run to the outside, and Caden Gross shoving him out of bounds.
It's going to be a three-yard gain. I thought he was up the field farther, but the official right there stepped out a little quicker than I thought, right on the 30-yard line. 4:09 to go in the ball game. The clock stopped with the play going out of bounds. Third down, six from the 30-yard line. This time the three receivers line up on the left side of the field. Motion man coming across. And they're going to toss the ball back to Bowling. Runs the right side, breaks the tackle. He'll be up close to a first down, but short of the marker. That'll bring up fourth and short for the Titans.
Evan Bailey getting the tackle that time for Sacred Heart.
Pick up of five on the play. And it'll bring in a fourth down and one for HTRS. Clock continues to wind down here at Jug Brown Stadium. Troy, you'll follow the Irish up to Elmwood Murdoch next week, I believe.
Yes.
That's on KTNC. I'll be here against the 11-man football as the Tigers will host Auburn next week. And straight ahead, did he get the first down? The Irish defense says no.
They're giving it to him.
Yep. I thought perhaps he did. The Irish defense, a couple of them thought he didn't. Needed one, he got one. First down for the Titans. Spot the ball. Oh, goodness. It's on that orange Tiger out there. I don't know if they can really see the ball. It's at the 36-yard line. Okay, there it is. There's the football. That orange and the Tiger hides the football well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right, Bowen calling the snap. Trips to the right. Looking, firing up the field. Intended for Bowling. He ends up on his back. He ended up being a good defensive player that time. It was the best chance to make a catch with the Irish defender.
Yeah, Rob Freshill in on the coverage is behind Bowling. So Bowling, again, that ball is kind of high, and he tried to get it but just couldn't bring it in.
Clock stops at 2:54 to go here in quarter number four. Ready to roll. There are only three games left in the regular season for the Irish. Man, it just seems like when it gets started, it's a forever, and then all of a sudden it just flies by.
Yeah.
Bowen back, quick hitter over the middle on the right side, and a nice tackle one-on-one across midfield into Irish territory. The catch by Emmett Gothar.
Rob Freshill, senior, getting that tackle there, doing a great job solo in the middle of the field.
It's a gain of 8 on the play. Bring up 3rd down and about 3 to go. We'll give him 7 yards. 100 yards even passing for the Titans in the ballgame now. Trips right. Bowen calling the snap count. The Irish bringing 5. They throw over the middle and intended there for Detman again. Again, the Irish had maybe the best chance to catch the ball.
Yeah. Tate Wilcox in on the coverage there, and he was trying to get to it and just ran into the receiver before he could get to the ball.
4th down and a long 2. Call it 3 for the Titans. Sacred Heart trying to put the wraps on their first win of the season. Doesn't get a lot easier next week with Elman Burdock. Understanding their quarterback was hurt. I think he was back tonight, the way I understood it from some of the opponents. So got the Freeman Falcons to play, I believe. And one other game, I forget who it is.
Cedar Bluffs,
that's right. All right, option to the left, toss it back to Bowling. And he was not. The Irish did a good job stringing that out defensively,
yeah,
and get Bowling stopped for no gain on the play.
Again, your defensive end on the far side, I think that's Studdite doing what he needed to do.
All right, Sacred football, 1st and 10 at their own 37-yard line. 2:09 to go here in the contest. The Irish, 0-4, having a bit of a frustrating season. They would probably like to put another one on the board here if they could in the final couple of minutes, but we'll see what Doug Gultz does here. I think it'll be pretty basic whatever they do.
Yep.
Eye set, hand it off. No, option play. Give it to Freshel. He turns the corner, and he's off the race. Flag flies in and drug down just outside the 10-yard line is Freshel by Bowling. And he says that hurt. So that says Shore has been injured. He held on to the jersey. That one's coming back, I'm sure. There's the gentleman in the white hat. What's he have to say here? Block in the back.
Oh, right.
Hold.
Holding.
Okay.
Holding is the call.
So.
That back judge threw it. Man.
Yeah, he threw it a long way. He's got a pretty good arm.
Yeah. He threw that flag a good 30 yards.
So Freshel will get about 5 on the play. And 10 yards from the spot will bring up first at about 15. 1st and 15, 2 minutes left in the ball game. Ball spotted back now at the Irish 32-yard line. They have to get to the 34 of the Titans to move the chains. Option right, pitch it back, Freshel on the right side this time. Drug down over there on the sideline. Staying in bounds. That's smart play. No,
yeah.
Didn't he? Stop the clock. He go out of bounds again?
Must have. Over there.
15, he got 12.
Walmsley axed in on the tackle on the far side.
Sacred Heart running out the clock here at 1:52 to go in the game. 2nd down and 2 at 36 of the Titans here. Homecoming festivities after the game here tonight at Jug Brown Stadium. You going to the dance, Troy?
No. I didn't get asked.
Didn't get asked?
No.
Okay.
So I think I'll go home.
Okay. That would be a good idea to me. One setback in the backfield, and back now another fly.
If I didn't get asked or I didn't get told, I'm going home.
I understand. yeah. Procedure against the Irish. Now, 2nd and 7, excuse me. So, coming in with a play, once again, for the Irish and Doug Gultz, Cole Taft. He comes back to the near left side, split out wide, eye formation for Sacred Heart. And it'll be handed off. Fumble. Canonico, again, they try that option. The quarterback tried to pull it out of there. Canonico holding on to it, and it's going to be a fumble, and it's going to be Titan football.
And they're going to get not bad field position.
Number 5,
loss of a couple on the play. And the Titans have it 1st down and 10. And, Troy, that gives them a little bit of life.
Yeah. Again, men of 48 left, but again, that's not what the Irish wanted.
No. At the Sacred Heart, where we spot it, 38-yard line.
38.
And we've got a minute 48 to go. A couple of timeouts for the Titans. Here's a long throw appeal. Whoops, it's intercepted by the Irish. They had one. Pressure with the catch, the interception. They had one receiver down there and had about 2.5 defensive backs watching him. And that did not turn out so well for the Titans. They give it right back on the turnover. And a flag somewhere.
I do not see it.
And they're all milling around here. What do we got?
It was face mask face against mask. The Titans. But that penalty.
Pressure returned that thing about 15 yards. And now the Irish will have it first down and 10 at the Titan 34-yard line. Now we got a minute 39 to go, so the Irish turn it over on the fumble. The Titans give it back on interception here.
And the Titans have two timeouts left.
Two-score game, I'm not sure to use them.
Yep.
First and 10, the Irish hand it all, goodness, straight ahead.
Wow.
Pressure. Boy, somebody popped him right in the chest. Down he went like a load of bricks.
Well, I think the offensive lineman got shoved backwards, and he couldn't cut quick enough and just decked his own lineman.
Loss of a yard. Oh, my. That might be the hardest hit we've seen tonight. Titans elect not to use the timeouts. Going to let the clock run here. So a good homecoming victory coming up here for the Irish tonight. And they'll line them up in the eye. Wilcox watching the back judge. Now calls the snap as he moves his arm. Nonico powers straight forward. Good for They're bringing up third down and 7, so he'll get about 4 on the play. Now the Titans do take a timeout.
Well, I think they were going to, looks like Canonico come up with a cramp, and the Titan player was trying to stretch him out.
Well, anyway, we got a timeout on the field. The Irish have 36-20. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back on Sunny 101.3.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, we're ready to resume action here at Jug Brown Stadium with 49 seconds. They put a few seconds back on the clock here. Third down for the Irish and about 8 to go here from the 34. Hand the ball straight forward again, and this time Freshly. He's going to lean forward and be close. If the official over there gets his way, it's a first down. If this official marks it, it's short, and it's short.
Detman and Wamsley in on the tackle that time for HTRS.
So, Hawk continues to run. Oh, they gave him the first
down. Gave him the first.
No timeout. Well, okay. All right, fine. First down for Sacred Heart. They'll have to run. This will be the last play of the game, I would imagine.
Here. Kneel on this.
24 seconds left in the game. A 16-point Irish lead. Wilcox calls the snap count.
Waiting for that back catch.
Backs up, takes a knee, and that'll be the final play of the game. Your final score will be 36-20. Sacred Heart gets their first victory of the year. HRS and Sacred Heart now both 1-4 on the year. Good ball game tonight. 36-20. The Irish with the win. Pretty well played to both sides. We'll come back and wrap it up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Jug Brown Stadium. Score final tonight, 36-20. The win goes to Falls City Sacred Heart. Again, the Irish get the win. Our presenting sponsor for the broadcast, Bruni Implement Company. Bruni Implement, your case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. Bruni Implement also serving you from five locations in Northeast Kansas. Troy, you got the wrap-up on the scoring tonight.
You betcha. All right. From the first quarter, only one touchdown by the Irish, five-yard run by Canonico. In the second quarter, one touchdown by the Irish, a 40-yard pass from Wilcox to Freshel. Humboldt gets in scoring in the second quarter on a two-yard run by Bowling. And then Detman gets a 33-yard pass to Dunlap at halftime. The score is 16-14. Irish. Here in the third quarter, only two scores, one for each team. The Irish on a 44-yard run by Canonico, two-point conversion failed, 22-14 Irish. And then the HTRS answers back on a two-yard run by Bowling with 109 left, and the two-point conversion failed, 22-20. Then here in the fourth quarter, the Irish score twice to put the game away, 10-18 left. 18-yard run by Canonico. Canonico put the two-point conversion in to go up 30-20. And then with 8:22 left in the game, Wilcox had a 19-yard run, and the two-point conversion failed, and the Irish win 36-20.
So a good win for the Irish tonight, their first of the season. I'm still wrapping up a couple of numbers here.
The update from Nebraska City here. The Tigers win 22-14 up at Nebraska City. All right, and let's see if we can get some other scores from across the strait while John is figuring it up here. In D2 football here, let's see, I had it earlier. Oh, they just redid it on me. Figure that. All right, Johnson Brock beat Elmwood Murdoch 56-20. So next week, the Irish have Elmwood Murdoch. Weeping Water beats Cedar Bluffs 58-6. All right, in D2 football. All right, yeah. In C2, in C1 football, the Bulldogs from Auburn, 68-0 over Wilbur Claytonia. That's next week's opponent for the Tigers. Some more C1 scores. Maybe. Syracuse defeats Fairbury 55-14.
Final, and look at some of the final numbers tonight for HTRS. Hunter Bowling, I have 24 carries, 191 yards, two touchdowns in the ballgame. For the Irish, Tate Wilcox, five carries, 74 yards to score. 6-13 through the air for 85 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. It was Rob Freshel, 11 carries for 63 yards on the night, and Elijah Canonico ends up 13 carries for 91 yards and a couple of scores. Most of that damage coming in the second half of tonight's ball game. Again, your final score, 36-20, the win to the Sacred Heart Irish. We'll hear the Irish next week on KTNC up at Elmwood Murdoch, and here on Sunny 101.3 on Friday night. It will be Fall City's Tigers hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. Troy, they're doing the homecoming stuff here. We'll call it good from Jug Rats. Thank you. And all of our sponsors, and Jeff Nichols taking care of the show for us back in the studio tonight. Thank you. That's going to wrap it up. Jug Brown, good night, everybody.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.